Across the country, Latino communities have been disproportionately impacted by COVID-19, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Washoe County officials recently launched an outreach program to more effectively communicate with the Spanish-speaking community. KUNR's Natalie Van Hooser spoke with Yvette Contreras, who's involved with this campaign, and says she's basing her strategy on an understanding of the Latino culture.
Would you mind talking a little bit about the different campaigns, the English one and the Spanish one? Why have two campaigns? What's the difference?
So the city of Reno, the city of Sparks, and Washoe County have come together to put forward this campaign. Pongamos de nuestra parte. It means let's do our part. And that is acknowledging how Latinos, in our view, are our collective values and tendencies. The only thing that basically unites the English and Spanish campaign is the branding and the ultimate goal, right? And the ultimate goal is to reduce the spread of the virus. But the way that we get there is different.
So how is it different?
Traditionally, what we've seen when there's campaigns on any topic, usually the Spanish campaign is an extension of the English campaign. It's just a translation. And that's not effective because what's really important is that your content is customized to Latinos because out of the respect of the Latino community, it needs to have its own identity. It's also about building on the Latino cultural strength, which is like familia and family, and acknowledging that a lot of Latinos are also on the front lines of this pandemic.
Talking about the outreach needed for a campaign like this, how are you able to reach the Latino community more effectively? What do you think works?
Our objective with this campaign is, you know, reaching Latinos in a meaningful grassroots campaign that really understands generational differences and backgrounds of the local Latino community, and it meets Latinos where they are. We're trying our best to continue that community outreach in a way where it's safe, and that's why we're leveraging our relationships with people in the community, Latino figures, Latino role models, Latino leaders that have won the trust of the community. And one thing that we are working on right now is how important face-to-face personal touch, how important that is in the Latino community. COVID-19 has really made things more difficult because that is how the Latino community communicates. It's face-to-face, and that's how you earn trust. That's how you communicate information. And so we're trying to do this in the best way that we can in COVID-19. We did create flyers going to areas that have, you know, high populations of Latinos that visit.
What's the scope of the campaign? Will it continue beyond the holidays?
This will continue, and COVID-19 is changing rapidly, and so does our messaging and our focus. So we've created a campaign that will change as everything changes. This is something that I'm very passionate about because I am part of the Latino community. Ever since I was 5 years old, 6 years old, I've always seen that disconnect between the information in English and in Spanish. For me, this is something that since I was little, I've always saw that, like how information wasn't getting to my community. And we really hope, you know, that we continue to build upon this.
Thanks for your time, Yvette.
Thank you.
That was bilingual outreach strategist Yvette Contreras speaking with KUNR reporter Natalie Van Hooser about a COVID-19 program for the Latino community. This story was produced in partnership with Noticiero Móvil.